I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Right now, there's around 60 court cases against believers in churches in Sudan. It's not new, and the pressure is getting more intense, explains Middle East Concerns' Daniel Hoffman.
The current process of pressure on the church started shortly after the secession of now southern Sudan from what is now northern Sudan. Already as part of that process, the government in northern Sudan had said if the south will succeed, we will strongly Islamize the legislation and the practices of the government.
And through Text a Toasty, University Christian Fellowship students are giving out grilled cheese sandwiches. Now, students text a faith question to the number provided, and shortly after, they're delivered a sandwich and an answer. One student asked, what's the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament? InterVarsity's Evan Smith explains.
So as we explained our response to that question, he asked a number of follow-up questions, and you could see that his curiosity was growing.
And that night, the student's stomach and his soul were fed. So please, pray for open hearts to Christ. And Crossroads Prison Ministries has mailed Bible studies to inmates for over 30 years. But last fall, they found students in Michigan prisons weren't getting lessons anymore since prison mail with colored ink was banned. Crossroads' Lisa Blystra says,
it really was heartbreaking for us to think that none of the mail that we were sending to them coming either in the form of lessons or we always have a large Christmas card project, that none of that was getting to the students.
But good news. Crossroads Bible Studies are reaching those inmates again with a new mail policy. Continue to pray for their ministry. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world do not have a Bible in their own sign language? Well, this month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that'll help you pray for this unreached people group. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.